This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Mr. Harry Sherwood, the co-founder of Consciously.org, where they educate people in holistic health and increasing awareness to live a conscious lifestyle. Harry, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Pleasure to be with you, and thank you for having me on.
You bet. So tell us, for starters, what is holistic health and conscious lifestyle coaching to kick things off today?
So holistic health is an approach to health that doesn't just take one avenue. We like to look at it like puzzle pieces. So if fitness is one puzzle piece, nutrition is another, meditation is another. And so it starts to build this picture of health. And when someone comes in and they want to just do mindset coaching with us, but their nutrition is super poor and off, then we're shooting ourselves in the foot. So we like to take multiple approaches to build that puzzle. And conscious lifestyle coaching then takes that and says, hey, you know, there's more than just our physical body. We've got our mental health and our spiritual health as well. So how do we integrate the three of those to create the life that we want using health as a foundation? So the conscious lifestyle coaching brings in the three aspects of ourselves, health as a foundation, and then it says, hey, what's your dream? How do we put that together and let's live it into a conscious lifestyle?
Now, taking that further, how did you come to doing this work in your life?
It's been a very interesting journey. Around 2010, or before 2010, 2009, 2010, I was coaching football at the high school level and was very focused on get big, get strong, get fast. So I was very much the performance coach. But I just wasn't happy with the life I was living, and it was just a lot of things weren't right. So I just completely left my life behind, and I went off to China to study Tai Chi with Shaolin monks. And then from there, I moved back to California, but I moved into an ashram, which is a yogic monastery, essentially. And I spent the next 6 months meditating and serving with monks. And from there, I went back to school and I got a degree in religious studies, but the focus was consciousness studies. So it was much more, hey, what's going on in our psyche and our spiritual lives other than just kind of focusing on religions. I came back, went back to the ashram, spent another 4 months there. I almost became a monk, so I was super deep into the lifestyle. And then once I left, I went back to coaching sports and sports performance coaching and personal training and CrossFit coaching and nutrition coaching. Health. Health was my thing. It always has been. It always will be. I love it. And so that's when I really started to dive into nutrition more and more and brought my training and my degree into it. And that's where the holistic side of things came in. So then we have a nutrition program, a meditation program, all these different things to help people. But it's been an interesting journey of getting there.
Get into also, what are the avenues that you teach to your clients?
So we have 90-day programs, and one of them is plant-based nutrition. We're big on plant-based because at the ashram, they were vegetarians. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I agree with this. But the more I dove into the literature and the science and the studies, I saw that, hey, this actually can be done in a really nutritious way, even for sports performance, if done the right way. And it's also a very conscious way to live for the planet and for others. So we have a program, it's 90 days long, and we teach people, we give people the nutritional information, the knowledge, as well as walk them through the program of going through a cleanse and just getting used to the lifestyle. We do the same thing for information. It's completely secular, so it's non-religious, non-spiritual, and it just teaches people about the psyche and how to utilize the mind as a tool instead of being identified with it, and instead of it being this master that we have. We say it's a great tool, it's a horrible master. And then we're launching next week a natural remedies class, which goes through more non-traditional or just older alternative remedies like Bach flowers, homeopathy, healing, different things that are kind of on the fringe. And that's a do-it-yourself class. And then with the conscious lifestyle coaching, that's basically taking someone, and that's one-on-one coaching that we do, and that's something that will take someone and say, hey, where do you want to be in 5 years? What's your biggest vision and purpose, and how can we get you there? So it's accountability coaching. It's bringing health into that and moving people forward And then my partner, Melanie McDaniel of In Consciously, she does healing coaching, so energy healing, trauma work, different things like that to help people if they have a lot of blockages internally, emotionally. She helps clear those out to be able to, also a part of conscious lifestyle coaching, to be able to then go into that dream full steam ahead.
Today we are speaking with Mr. Harry Sherwood, the co-founder of Consciously.org, where they educate people in holistic health and increasing awareness to live a conscious lifestyle here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So Harry, what is a good first step for someone who is new to this concept of health?
That's a great question, and it comes down to finding what works for you. So there's a lot of different approaches to holistic health. As you've heard from us, we teach nutrition, we teach meditation, we teach natural remedies, we have personal one-on-one coaching, and you'll hear of massage therapy, Reiki, a lot of different avenues that are completely new to people. And you know what? They might not all work for you. And one of them might be your perfect thing. That's amazing. But you have to try it out first. And so we say, go ahead and try out different things and see what really is your avenue. And we offer as many as we can. So if you want to try them with us, that's amazing. If you want to just, I mean, these are things that you can Google and find local places for. But it's really something that just kind of touch your foot in different waters so that you can get a feel for if it's right for you.
Harry, also, what is the secret to making a lasting transformation in life?
The secret really comes down to that this is a lifestyle. That's why we call it conscious lifestyle coaching. This isn't some magic pill. This isn't something that you're going to snap your fingers and tomorrow your life is going to be completely different for the rest of your life, and it's all going to be amazing and butterflies and rainbows. This is something that might take time. It's a lifestyle shift. There are certain modalities that can help you get rid of a blockage. So say you had trauma in your past and you just haven't been able to shake it, and you do find something that helps you shake that one. That's a big transformation really quickly. But once that shift has happened, it's reestablishing a new lifestyle around that without that trauma in your life. And so it's the lasting transformation comes realizing that it's just something that's going to become a lifestyle. We eat food 3 times a day. That's a lifestyle. So if we're going to change the way we eat, we're changing our lifestyle. It's not a quick, easy fix. It's something that might take time. And honestly, that's where the true strength comes from, as well as the fun. It's an adventure. It's something new that we can take a lot of different ways.
Well, Harry, we certainly do appreciate your time and for joining us here today. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Yes. Find what works for you. Like I was saying, find what works for you. Find the teachers. Find the people to guide you. We all need help. We all really thrive under having guides and coaches. But at some point along the way, you need to find what works for you. So if you have a mentor in your life that doesn't want you to surpass them, that's a problem. That is a problem. You need to find someone that is happily going to be surpassed, happily going to help you launch off the take flight and then let you fly your own direction. No two people walk the same path, no matter how similar they are. You really have to find your own, for lack of a better term, your own jam, your own dance to the music. And that's when you really have fun with it too, because the more we try to walk to someone else's dream, the more we're going to be unhappy, unsatisfied, and our dreams are not going to come true if we're always stuck in someone else's. So find what works for you. Utilize teachers along the way. Absolutely. Read books. Do different things. Take our programs. But in the end, you're going to have to, not have to, you get to walk your own path.
It is consciously.org. Again, Harry, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Certainly have appreciated your time spent with us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us. And this was fun. So I'm glad that I was on.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly our pleasure. We've been speaking with Harry Sherwood, the co-founder of Consciously.org, where they educate people in holistic health and increasing awareness to live a conscious lifestyle. And to learn more, once again, visit Consciously.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.